doing so because I would be telling the truth. But I won't do it because I don't want anyone to give me credit beyond what they can see in my life or hear in my message. Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in the flesh, a messenger from Satan, to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. 3 different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffered for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Billy Graham, a number of years ago, gave this definition of grace. Grace is God's redemption at Christ's expense. We've just come through the Easter season when we have been drawn closer to the Lord, perhaps in many other times of the year. God does so much for us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And as we rely upon him, he ministers to our needs. Verse 9 says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.'" How much we have to thank the Lord for. Before we go on, let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you have done so much for us. You have encouraged us. You have ministered to us. You have drawn us to yourself. You have forgiven our sins. You have encouraged us to help and encourage others. Speak to us, Lord, this morning, and help us that we will abide in you and allow you to abide in us. Not only today in this service, but throughout our lives. Hear us, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You have a little fill-in sheet in your bulletin if you wish to fill in the 5 points that we have to share this morning. Grace is sufficient in trials. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." Many Christians make it just fine until trials come. Then they become discouraged. Then they, "Where do I go? What do I do?" We need to abide in Christ, because he is there to help you every step of the way. God's grace is sufficient in trials. He allows them to come to you to strengthen you in your faith. But each trial is first screened by God. He doesn't send anything to us that we are not capable of bearing. Because God loves us. God knows us. And he is with us at all times. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13 says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." God doesn't keep any secrets from us that will help us to become stronger, more vibrant Christians. God and his grace is sufficient in trials. And then we see God's grace is sufficient in troubles. Psalm 34, verse 17 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles." Life today is filled with troubles. We see family troubles. We see church troubles. We see world problems and troubles. And they abound everywhere, no matter where you go. And you know, some people think, my church has a lot of troubles. But I can verify that throughout the country, there are a lot of other churches that have a lot of troubles. And we need to depend on the Lord for the strength that he gives to us. Let's remember that God is still in control. His grace is sufficient no matter what happens. He has promised to be our strength in time of trouble. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in times of trouble. So we don't need to be discouraged when trouble comes. We need to press more closely to Almighty God, because he's invited us to depend upon him. And then we see that God's grace is sufficient in testings. In Luke chapter 22, verse 31, we hear, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat." He wants to get right to your very innermost being. He wants to do what he can to draw you away from my side. Satan desires to possess and to control Christians wherever he can get a hold of them. Like Peter, he wants to sift them like wheat. Now, we probably don't have a great understanding of what sifting like wheat is like unless we become a little grain of wheat. And then we find what we have to go through. There's a lot of shaking going on. And you know, sometimes we say, "Well, that's me. I've been shaken this past week. Something terrible." But you know, we just hang on to Jesus, because he's right there to minister to us, to encourage us, to strengthen us. God's grace is sufficient in times of testing. We must trust God implicitly, keeping the faith. Don't let Satan do. Jesus told Peter, "But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Encourage those around you. And you know, we can do the same thing. I know we're not all ministers, ordained ministers of the gospel, but God has called us to be Christians where we are, to live our lives that others can see Him in us. Luke 22:33, but I have prayed for you, Simon. And Jesus does the same for us. He wants to encourage us. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to lift us up above those things that would drag us down. We need to rely upon the Lord to keep us steady. And don't be surprised that He does do it. And then, grace is sufficient in temptations. Has anybody been through a temptation this week? Oh, nobody. Oh, well, that's wonderful. Now, I'll talk to you afterward. But you don't have to tell me all the details, because I don't need to know. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment. God loves us, and He will keep us steady as we call upon Him for the help that we need. Temptation is one of Satan's choicest tools. He used it against Adam and Eve in the garden, and He's still using it today. Satan is a busy man. But let's not give in to his temptations. Praying and trusting Christians need not be defeated. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. God is faithful. Remember, when you're in the midst of that temptation, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. And when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under that temptation. Isn't that encouraging? I trust that it encourages you this morning. Jesus will lead you through and out of temptation. And then we see that grace is sufficient in tribulation. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, says Romans 12, verse 12. Webster defines tribulation as a great misery or distress, as from oppression or deep sorrow. Tribulations are common in today's society, but God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is more common to us who rely upon Him. It keeps us from becoming discouraged to the point of giving up. He wants us to commit ourselves totally to Him. In Romans 12, verse 1, it says, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy, and pleasing to God. That is your spiritual act of worship. God loves you. If God didn't love you, he wouldn't have sent his son, his precious son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. What a wonderful God we serve. Let's allow him to minister in us and through us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you love us so much and that your grace is all that we need. We ask, O God, that you would be with us as we go into this week. Help us to trust. Help us to obey and to do what you call us to do. And may we be faithful and sharing your love and your grace with those round about us. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Now our song leader has left us. And so we are going to turn to our closing hymn, My Savior's Love.